We love hip hop.
Big salute to Josh. He sent me the bat signal, and we were ready to go. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Before I wasn't even. I'm not even gonna act like I was super familiar. One second. Let me make sure everybody holds it down in the background. We're gonna start now.
And normally, how long is the podcast go for?
It depends on how long we talk for. Like, I got questions, you right?
Okay. I'm just asking.
I got a rolling start, so the record button is already on. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But cool. Like, it all depends on like what we get into. Like, you know, as far as like your career, different things that you got going on now, things that you got coming up in the future. You know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes we do half an hour podcasts. I've done like 2.5 hour podcast. Like,
sheesh.
Okay, cool. And we're an audio experience too, right? For the people who don't know, a lot of times they see us on YouTube and stuff like that. And I feel like I say this almost every podcast, but they see us on YouTube, but they don't understand that we're an audio experience. All right. Mm-hmm. So with that being said, I think I'm going to run with some music.
Okay.
Let's start with All Right.
Okay.
Let's do this.
This should be loud.
It's a little bit loud in your ears, right? Yeah, my bad.
No, it's all good. It's all good.
We'll get you right over here. Even on the darkest of nights, the sun's gonna rise up and shine. Some feel good music right here.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's get it started.
Hey.
Yeah, man. It's your boy Friday Ricky Dread here with another interview for your head top. Before I get into this, I want to give a couple of big salute to my sponsors right here. Big salute to Diamond Club. Hit them up on their Instagram page if you need that loud deliveries all over the GTA and cross Canada. Hit them up on their Instagram page, Diamond Club_Canada, and use the code We Love Hip Hop if you need a little discount. Also, if you need that blend to mix with that right there, hit up Steaming Hot Grabba. They got all different types of grabba flavors, dispensers, all different types of things that you need. You know what I'm saying? Hit them up on their Instagram page, Steaming Hot Grabba. And also use that code We Love Hip Hop for a little discount. Also, one more. I want to give a big salute to, and let me pull up the page here, Eighth Fire Company, okay? That's an indigenous dispensary. So, you know, you can get all types of dope, loud, edibles, and, you know, some high-level stuff, you know what I'm saying? They're also over there at 120 High Street in Sutton, Ontario. High Street's crazy. Hit them up on their Instagram page, Fire Co. Okay. Eighth Fire Co. on Instagram, and let them know that the We Love Hip Hop Boys sent you. You know what I'm saying? But I'm really happy to get this interview going on over here. I've had a few opportunities to have some interviews with some artists, who are from the indigenous community, and like Dreezus, you know Dreezus?
Yeah.
He follows you. So I know. Yeah.
Shout out to Dreezus.
Yes. Salute to Dreezus. And the conversation I had with him was really, really potent because we got to talk about hip hop, but also just from the angle that people come from, you know, original land people, you know what I'm saying? Just the struggles and the different things that y'all go through. So I want to be able to speak to you about that and a whole bunch of other things. So with no further ado, we have Stella Standing Bear in the building. Where's my air horn?
Hey, let's go.
Thanks for coming through, yo.
Thank you for having me.
And you're over here in Toronto. Is this your first time in Toronto?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
So, okay. Now I have more questions that have popped up in my brain.
Okay.
Where's the first place that you went to eat over here? Don't say Sunrise.
Honestly, I don't know, Josh. Where's the first place? It's random, right? We just pick random spots.
Well, okay, what types of food? Like, were you going, did you check out some Caribbean spots? Did you, like,
not yet. No, Marvel. Not yet. Marvel.
What's that, hamburgers and shit?
Pasta.
Oh. Okay, Marvel. Okay. And y'all are in town for there was a festival that was popping off a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
So tell me about that. It was over on March 1st.
Yeah, Decolonize Festival.
Yeah.
And it was at TD Music Hall.
Okay.
So my first time ever here in Toronto, got to hit the stage and do what I love and connect with the community here.
Mm-hmm. And you know, there was Northside Baby who was performing.
Yep.
And that was something, a TD place or something like that. So like, what was the audience like? Well, cause I'm kind of out of loop when it comes to the shows that are going on in the Indigenous community. Is it a mixed crowd or is it like mainly Indigenous people?
It was mainly Indigenous people, which was amazing to see the community come together and mm-hmm. support each other.
Yeah. So like, when it comes to you, when you're dropping your music and stuff like that, and you're doing shows, because you're from North Dakota originally.
South Dakota. Well, I was born and raised in Salt Lake City, Utah.
Okay.
But my tribe resides in Pine Ridge, South Dakota, and that's where I live now. Yep.
Interesting. So tell me about life growing up there.
In Salt Lake?
Yeah.
There's not really much people of color. So, you know, I didn't really grow up with my traditions, my culture.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So when I did go back to Pine Ridge, it was like, you know, I did my first, Wachipi and powwow.
Explain
and
that.
I went to ceremony.
So,
and just did things that I haven't done before growing up. And it just felt like home.
Let me stop you for a second. Cause you said Mochichi.
Wachipi
is
a powwow. It's the same thing.
Okay. Now you got to understand, I'm outside of the community. So you got to, and most of the audience who watches our platform, they don't know these terms. So please break these down to
us. Of course. Yeah, a powwow is like a traditional dance,
mm-hmm.
All dressed up in regalia. And there's different types of dances. There's like fancy shaw.
Mm-hmm.
There's jingle dress dancing. So there's different dancing for different age groups as well.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone will come together. Most of them will last about 3 days.
Okay.
3 days, just come together and there'll be a drum group and singers. It's beautiful. It feels really good.
Yeah.
It's good vibes for sure.
So you're in Salt Lake City, Utah.
Yes.
Utah. And you know, growing up in high school and stuff like that.
Yeah.
What's the high school like? Because you're pretty much describing like a pretty much predominantly white area.
It is, yes. Right?
So are you Spanish?
Me?
And all these different things? Like, what are they calling you like as far as the people outside of the community? Because America.
I'm mixed, but.
Because, you know, they'll call you all different types of nationalities and you'll be like, hello.
Yeah. I've had people come up to me speak Spanish. I'm like, no, I don't speak Spanish. But no, I identify as Native American.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I know over here, they had the whole thing like the reservation school and all that. Is that something that happens over there in the United States as well?
Yes, it does. It does. My great grandma was actually a victim of boarding schools.
Damn. So now in like the modern times is like, cause I know over here it's talked about a lot, but I don't know what's going on over there in the United States. Like, is that something that's like really like, is there like a movement of people like creating awareness over there? And like, how did that look like if so?
Yeah, absolutely. I do believe, I heard of some schools actually being based that were based in Utah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I don't think they're up and running anymore.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a big topic overall, you know, in the States as well.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So now you going through life and you're in Salt Lake City, you're doing mm-hmm. your thing. What was the first time that you started like hearing hip hop?
I grew up, so like I said, as I mentioned before, I'm mixed. Mm-hmm. So my Native American roots come from my dad's side.
Okay.
And I grew up with my mom.
Okay.
And my mom is black. Yeah. And so, you know, I listen to music that she listened to. So, you know, hip hop. So I grew up on hip hop and R&B and, you know, like, you know, grew up listening to like Drake and Nicki and Trey Songz. Mm-hmm, and, mm-hmm. You know, but then I also lived with my grandma as well. And she had like the Mind, Body and Soul CDs with like the, yeah. So I loved any type of music really. And I would just go in my room sometimes and change the radio stations and listen to alternative rock. And okay. That's probably what's mainly listened to in Utah. So of course I'm going to listen to like indie rock as well.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Just like inspired by all music really, except for country. I never was like really into country like that. I'm going to be completely honest, but like moving out to South Dakota, like country's pretty big. So, yeah. You know, there might be one or two songs of country in my playlist now, but. I grew up listening to everything, really.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So while you're taking in everything that you're listening to, when do you decide, you know what? I want to get into this music industry. I want to be a rapper, a singer. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Well, I started writing poetry in fourth grade. But my mom told me, my uncle, they would like freestyle and he would have his friends over, and I'm a baby at that point. So yeah. My mom told me this story where before I could speak, I would like mumble baby rap with them. Like I would like try to be a part of the function, try to join the cipher, even though like, you know, just flowing.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah. It sounds like she's flowing. Sounds like she's rapping. So my mom told me that story. But in fourth grade, I started writing poetry. Mm-hmm. And super shy. So I just keep it to myself. It was in a composition book. Wouldn't let anybody see it. Just kind of kept it to myself. But I found the courage to show a family friend mm-hmm. in sixth grade. And that's when I learned how to write bars. Like, okay, this is how you write a rap bar. You know? So then I learned how to write a rap bar. But yeah, just trying to push myself out of that comfort zone and that shyness. I'm still a little shy, but like, I'm still pushing myself, you know?
Yeah,
So yeah, I recorded my first song when I was 14.
Mm-hmm.
And then I performed when I was 15. And then just been going at it since then.
Now, the first song that you recorded, was it the first song that you presented?
We love hip hop.
Listen to the sponsors, Diamond Club, with delivery all over the GTA and now all across Canada. They got the best selection of flower, edibles, and pens and all types of goodies that you need. You can find them on their Instagram page, DiamondClub_Canada, or you can find them on the 7 Days of Weed app as well as the Leafy Things app. Let them know that you heard about them through the We Love Hip Hop Network and they may give you a discount. Big salute to Diamond Club. Cheer! Because, you know, sometimes your first song don't be that hot. Right?
Yeah, no, it wasn't. It was actually really bad.
Right? And then you get better.
Well, there was potential there.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's not like my music now.
Yeah. So when did you start really noticing that you're catching your stride? Like, you know, you're making music that you're starting to get received by other people.
I'm saying 20 in the local scene in Salt Lake, I'd say 2017.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Unlike in the underground scene in like 2018.
Okay.
But, you know, I did some evolving and some growing and some learning, you know, with all that experience of like working at it.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say right now is the most successful I've been. And the indigenous community has really supported me to be at this level. So I'm thankful for them. And, you know, Stella Standing Bear released. I released my first song in the end of 2022, going into 2023. So since then is when I would say like mainstream media and, you know, all the support and going viral and, you know, being in spaces like this is new. But of course it took all that time to get to this level.
Well, it doesn't, like people will say, you know, the person is an overnight success, but they don't realize the years and the months of time before that happened. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you're starting to do your thing, right? You're starting to get more notoriety.
Mm-hmm.
Are you still, when did you decide to make the move to South Dakota? Is that more recent or is that?
That was more recent. That was at the end of 2022.
Okay.
Yeah.
And, you know, with you gaining your notoriety in that time of between 2018 to 2022, right? A huge event happened that kind of sidetracked the whole world, the pandemic.
Yeah.
Right. So how did that affect you? Like with making art, because you're working towards a goal and then the whole world shuts down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I felt like it was needed, just to do some inner work and like work on myself mm-hmm. and sit with myself. And, I think it was needed. That break was needed. Sometimes a break is just needed.
Yeah. Know? Yeah. Yeah.
So I used it as an opportunity.
And I seen you recently on Fox 13.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That
yeah.
was for the Home Runs release at the end of 2022.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So yeah, they allowed me to share the song and perform
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
in my story. Yeah.
So what's one of the hardest things about, you know, gaining all of this notoriety that you're gaining right now? Like, you know, is it, you know, are you taking it in stride? Like you said, you went viral. Tell me what did you go viral for?
I went viral a couple of times. The first time was, talking about the national parks.
Okay.
In the States. So I was in, Utah
mm-hmm.
and I did a show. I did a festival. So I was near Zion National Park. So I'm like, oh, I'd love to go to Zion and, you know, experience that. It's beautiful. The yeah. nature is beautiful. So on my way up, you know, I seen the term of Indian being used, and I seen hotels that were like teepees and selling Native American jewelry and stuff. And mm-hmm. I'm under the impression that that's not going towards those communities. So that was, you know, on the way up, I seen that. And then I also noticed that they're charging a fee to get in. And I didn't really agree with that.
Right.
For me personally, I live on the Pine Ridge Reservation. We have the Badlands, you know, and I go and I enjoy the Badlands. So mm-hmm. it didn't seem right for me to pay for something like that.
Yeah.
So,
nature, basically.
Yeah. I got upset and I went to my community, you know, people who could relate with me or understand where I'm coming from. So I made a Facebook status and I was like, I believe that all Native Americans should be able to enjoy these national parks free mm-hmm. of charge. You know, some of these grounds are ceremony grounds for them.
Yeah.
You know? And so I was just kind of upset. And then I had my community, you know, sympathize with me and see where I was coming from. And there was one person that commented and said, tell them you're Native American or show them your tribal ID and they'll let you in. But on the website, you Google it on the website, it doesn't promote that. There's not even a sign that says, oh, if you're Native American for entry, they don't promote that. So most of the people in the comments didn't know that. So when I went on to, when I went on to a podcast, I spoke about it and we posted that clip on TikTok and it went viral. So that was the first time. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people on TikTok were grateful and thankful because they didn't know that information.
Right, right.
Now they know. Now that you know that they could exercise the right to enjoy these national parks.
Yeah.
You know, free of charge and not have to pay anything. So that was the first time. And then the second time was I made this like a mashup remake song that's called Skoden.
Okay.
And Skoden is like slang on the res and it means like, let's go then. So it's like Skoden, like let's go then, like Skoden, let's do it. And then the reply to that is Studis. So it's like Skoden, Studis, you know? So I went to do a show at Colorado River, okay. and this is when Ski Yeet came out.
Yeah, sexy
red. And I was with my crew, and the kids saying Ski Yeet. Like I was like, "Yo, we're not gonna be going around the red saying Ski Yeet." Mm. Like, nah, let's switch it up. Let's do something different. So I was like, "Let's do Scoot In, like Scoot In instead of Ski Yeet."
Yeah.
And my producer, he showed me a video on YouTube where they took the Teach Me How to Dougie beat mm-hmm. and they put Ski Yeet on it. And I was like, yo, this is fire. Let's like do our own thing. Let's remix it.
Yeah.
And so we're in the studio session working hard, you know, how that goes. And we're just like, let's just take like 10 minutes, 15 minutes to do something like not so serious. Yeah, let's just have fun. Yeah, let's just have some fun. And we tracked that song. I posted the video on TikTok and it just went crazy. You're
out of there.
Yeah. So it was like a native pride, native humor.
Mm-hmm.
most of the terms like Skoden, you know, to the world, they don't know like, what is a Skoden? Like what's a Skoden?
Yeah, so
it was like more of like native humor, you know, talking about the aunties with the ribbons on their dress or the uncles at the powwows that have the feathers on their head and stuff, or getting some fried bread, you know, at the powwow.
Yeah.
And whenever I'm at a powwow, the first thing I go to is get some fried bread. Like I love fried bread. But like honey, I love it. So I was just like talking about like things like that. And so it just went viral, went crazy.
That's dope. That's dope. Yeah. On the flip side now, going viral, right? Like, and you know, I guess I could speak from experience too. Like you get posted, you know, you're getting reposted probably on a bunch of other pages as well.
Yeah.
Right. You're going into your comment section, you're seeing a bunch of positivity.
Yeah.
What does the negativity look like?
I don't really pay too much attention to that. I just like to focus on the positive. Yeah.
So you, when you're out there now in this social media world, right? Because there's the real world and then there's the social media world when you're posting and you're now a person of notoriety, right?
Yeah.
You completely ignore the bullshit comments and all that, and that keeps you focused.
Yeah. Yeah. Just focus on the positivity. And, you know, sometimes I won't even look at the comments depending on like the mindset that I'm in. Like, I don't like need things to bring me down. I'm focusing on the love and the positivity, and it's more of that than the negativity. So,
yeah. So now even with your music and, you know, and your culture, cause the music and your culture it's very intertwined, right?
Yeah.
Are you seeing more people outside of indigenous culture who are starting to tap into the music?
Yeah. Yeah.
And what did that look like?
It's crazy. I had Queen Latifah follow me.
What?
And like, I love Queen Latifah. Like my mom put me on her music, and like, when I seen that she followed me, and I'm pretty sure it's from the Skoden video, cause it went viral on my Instagram too.
Mm-hmm.
It was a surreal feeling. Like, I don't know, I'm not going to lie to you. I cried. I was like, oh my gosh, Queen Latifah, like she's the queen of hip hop. And, and you know, I really look up to her. And so I called my mom and I was like, oh my gosh, Queen Latifah's following me. So that was really cool. And Waka Flocka Flame also reached out and followed me too. And I think Paul Wall also commented on the video.
Oh, that's dope. So. That's dope. And you know, as a young artist, how about like other artists that have come before you from the indigenous community, right? Can you put me on to some people that you might have been like looking up to before who have been rapping and singing and stuff?
Of course. The crazy thing, so my Native American guidance counselor in high school, she was like, her name is Honey. She's like a hip hop R&B singer in the community of Salt Lake.
Okay.
So I've known of her, and she's put me on to some pretty cool opportunities and shows. And then when I decided to evolve into Stella Standing Bear and go by my, Stella's my middle name and my last name is Standing Bear. So when I stepped into Stella Standing Bear and decided to go on this path is when the indigenous community kind of just opened up, because I didn't really grow up with my indigenous roots,
right?
You know? And so it was just like a whole new world. And I found out about Snotty Nose Rez Kids, which is killing it. Like shout out to my bros. They're just slaying it out there.
Yeah.
And so I really look up to them. They're an inspiration to see all the crazy things that they're doing, their shows, their album. And, you know, yeah, I'm very proud of them.
Yeah. They won a Juno the other day. I think they were performing at the Leafs game.
Yeah. That's so cool. It's so inspiring. So the whole world is just like opened up.
Yeah, no, that's dope. That's dope. And like, now that, you know what I wanted to ask also as a woman in the scene, right? Mm-hmm. I've been seeing over in the United States, it's been like over the last 2 years, it's been woman time. It's been girl power. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
So is that helping the trajectory right now too?
Big salute to Steven Hot Grabba with a variety of different grabba flavors and dispensers. They got red rose grabba, that red herring grabba, and peanut butter. Hit them up on their Instagram page, Steamin' Hot Grabba, and use the code WeLoveHipHop and receive a discount on your order. Again, you can find them on Instagram, Steamin' Hot Grabba. Now let's get back to the show. Cheer.
Kinda. I still feel like as a woman in this space, I do have to fight a lot for my spot. And like, you know, most of the time I'm probably like the only girl on these lineups.
Okay.
You know, the only woman on the lineup and stuff. So
yeah.
I do feel like there should be more women in the indigenous community put on a little more. So I feel like I'm like paving the way for them as well. Making a space for them as well.
Yeah, yeah. Because like I'm still kind of learning about the whole indigenous community when it comes to the music stuff. Like I know that Snotty Nose Rez Kids and Dreezus and a few different people, but
yeah,
I'm not really up on women in the scene. You know what I'm saying?
Well, now you are.
Now I am. You know. So, are you working on? You know, you have an album that's out or an EP that's out.
I dropped 4 EPs last year, 24 songs.
4 EPs.
Yes.
Are you planning to put out a full length album, or are you just going to EP it all the way?
I'm EP it right now, to be honest.
Okay, this is a music industry question.
Okay.
Why is EPs the choice now rather than albums?
Well, for me, my preference on not releasing an album is I want a major label to back my album when I release it. So that's my personal reason on why I'm not doing an album, but I would like to do one soon. So I'm just doing EPs to showcase my work and different styles I could do, and you know, they're like samples at the store. Like, here's just a sample, here's a sample, can I buy the full product?
Let's go. And you know, just being an artist period, not even just being a woman artist, just being an artist period, what's one of the hardest things that you find about, you know, trying to get to where you're trying to go?
That's a good question. I mean, it takes a lot of work and like dedication. So there's a lot of discipline that goes into it. Because discipline, I seen something about like discipline being there for you when motivation's not. So it's just like making sure I'm on my grind nonstop. You know, just keep working and working and working and working, and it's gonna come as long as the hard work is being put in. So
I'm writing that down. Discipline being there. You give me that again. Discipline being there when
motivation's not.
Holy, that's bars right there. When motivation is not, that's some jewelry right there.
Hey.
So give me some more jewelry. What's one thing that you've learned along your travels right now as you gain more notoriety, you know, as far as even your musical process and like the approach that you're taking to it as you're gaining notoriety? What's one thing that you're seeing as something that keeps on popping out in your mind that, oh, you know what, I'm going to pay attention to this?
Like traveling?
Just, you know, being in different rooms. Like one thing that you're like, one thing that keeps on popping up in your head that you're like, I'm going to have to keep my eye on this in the music industry.
That's a good question.
Like I, you know, just to, you're probably having a little bit of, don't even worry about the headphones.
Okay.
You don't even need the headphones. I'll give you an example for like myself, right? You're moving around in all these different rooms, and as you grow, you start noticing you got more haters. You know what I'm saying? That's for me. You know what I'm saying? Maybe for you, I don't know. What are you noticing that is something that's a repeat thing that you see all the time as you start going through the different stages? Stump the panel today.
I don't know really. I don't really know how to answer that question.
Well, I'll give you some jewels to look out for. You know what I'm saying? When you're out there going out in the industry, always look out and make sure that everybody's intentions are pure. You know what I'm saying? If you're gonna go do something, always do your homework on the people that you're going to go do it with. You know what I'm saying? Because the industry is full of a lot of people who will try to use you. And once they're done with you, they throw you out. You know what I'm saying? So just pay attention to the surroundings. Make sure that every person that you're going to be working with, whether it's a producer, somebody who's trying to put you on to like a tour or whatever, do your homework on them, the company they come from, and all that. You know what I'm saying?
Yep, absolutely. Thank you.
Some jewelry. You know what I'm saying?
I appreciate that.
And you, and last couple of questions, like while we're here in Toronto, right?
Of course.
Have you been tapped in with the Toronto scene even before you got here, or is it, are you tapping in now?
I'm tapping in now, to be honest. Like,
what have you learned from the, like, the Toronto rap scene? Have you, you know, have you been watching the blog? Have you been following any of our, the blogs out here and seeing some of the dramas?
It's deadly out here, yo.
That's the first impression you're getting from out here?
Yeah.
Damn. Tell me why. What are you seeing that's like so crazy and deadly?
I think the music speaks for itself.
Damn, that's so crazy to me.
It's cutthroat out here.
That's crazy to me that, like, from the outside, you're coming from, like, you're in the United States. Like, there's a lot of violence going on over here, over there. And, like, you see us over here, and, like, that's one of the first impressions that pop out.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, yo. We'll do better.
No, it's all good. It's all good. I'll say it's rubbing off on me just a little bit.
Don't get too grimy over here. You know what I'm saying? We don't want you no polys, nothing. I don't want to hear Stella on no blogs telling somebody, yo, F you. You might go viral doing that.
No. Just love and positivity over here. Just love and positivity and light.
No Instagram rants coming soon.
No. I'm not with the drama. I don't have like the capacity to keep it, you know, like entertained. I'd rather be focusing on my next move and, you know, progressing and evolving. And yeah, I just like to stay drama free, negativity free, and just focus on the positives and, you know, progressing.
No, yeah. For sure. You know, like, because we have, from what you're seeing, just from the outside, like you see, you know, what we have politics over here. We call polys, right?
Oh, dang.
Do you guys have that over there, too?
I mean, yeah. In some areas, for sure.
Yeah. And is that, like, over here, it kind of hinders some of the artists from being able to move forward, the unity in the scene and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
You guys having that same issue over there, or is it way less?
Less.
Okay.
Yeah, less.
Okay. Well, listen, Stella, I'm very intrigued by your movement right now and everything that you got going on, right? It's, you're in the beginning, right? But I see a lot to come in the future. You know what I'm saying?
Likewise.
Thank you. You know what I'm saying? What you got coming up next as far as like projects and music?
Yeah, I got a new project coming out soon. It's called Moonstruck EP.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I'm super excited. I'm playing with some new sounds. I've been promoting a song called Rock the Boat.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been promoting that. That'll be the first single on the EP. But yeah, I'm taking my time with this one. Like I said, I released 4 EPs last year, 24 songs. So
yeah.
I'm just going to slow it down with this one and take my time. But there's a lot of great sounds. I'm super excited. Well, I got like some R&B, some pop records on there.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I first came into the scene with the EPs, it was more like hip hop based and rap based. But now I'm showcasing like R&B and pop records.
Okay. Well, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Let's go.
Thank you for coming through. Let the people know where to find you as far as like your social media, where you can find your music, anything, anywhere you want the people to find you.
Of course. Stella, that's Stella, Standing Bear, like, you know, standing up, and Bear, like the animal. So Stella Standing Bear. You can find me on all social media platforms, all streaming platforms. I also have a website, StellaStandingBear.com. But yeah, or Google me, I'll pop up.
Dope. Stella Standing Bear in the building. Before I get out of here, I want to give a quick set of salute to my sponsors once again. Big salute to Diamond Club. Hit them up on their Instagram page, Diamond Club_Canada. Also, big salute to Steamin' Hot Grabba. Hit them up on their Instagram page, Steamin' Hot Grabba. And for my people over there in Sutton, big salute to 8th Fire Co. Hit them up on their Instagram page, 8th with the number 8, Fire Co. What song you want us to take for our audio audience? What song do you want to take us out with?
We'll do Home Runs. Home Runs was my first single as Stella Standing Bear. It won 2 Indigenous Hip Hop Awards last year in Vancouver.
Sick.
I did the music video on my reservation. It's my most played song. It's coming up on 500,000 on all streaming platforms, but released the music video in honor of MMIW and Native American Heritage Month. And it's my home run song.
Let's do it, man. Home run, Stella Standing Bear. We are off of this.
Hey.
Jeez.
I'm hitting home runs. I remember when they said they didn't see something.
Uh-huh.
I remember when they said I wouldn't be nothing. But I'ma keep swinging, I'ma keep swinging. I'm hitting home runs. I remember when they said they didn't see something. I remember when they said I wouldn't be nothing. But I'ma keep swinging. Got a whole team that I gotta feed. I ain't stopping till the world notice me. And to my legacy, that's all that's left of me.
Hey.
I keep it rolling, going through the motions. I got the potions. Yeah, you know I'm going.
Cause
I'm golden. And I'm chosen.
We love hip hop.